So to keep with the tradition, they're just going to go into the bedroom and get on the iPad and FaceTime.
Yes, we will FaceTime with them in the other room.
Yeah. I did quite well shopping. I saved quite a bit of money. You know, I took a page from Big Fatty's book.
Yeah.
And took advantage of all the sales. I spent $89 on everything, but I saved $58.
Go.
I know, right?
You get a gold star for that.
Yes! Uh-oh.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Yes.
Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2096 of the BFO for Thursday the 4th of February 2016. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, we're going to update you on the entries to the number one fan contest. And can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it, we hear it, we hear it. Hello, Pottyas. Big Fatty, is that Potty in play? No. No, not at all, y'all. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, your potty is today because, y'all, are you doing a superb owl potty on Sunday? Are you planning one? Are you going to one? Big Fatty, we're having one here at the village. True, we are. And right now, I think it's only Granny and Durwood. Big Fatty, that's not a party. That's sad. Y'all got several more entries into the number one fan contest. Y'all, we heard from Scotty, that little Aussie battler. Big Fatty, he's from the future. It's true. We heard from Hendrick. Big Fatty, he's from Mexico. It's true. Y'all, we heard from the number one fan of the BFO. That's Bill in St. Louis. We heard from that Joey Bukkake. Yes, Big Fatty. We heard from Blind Guy Jay. Big Fatty, did he speak louder because he was blind? I don't know. And y'all, another former number one fan, Gavin, has gotten his entry in. So y'all, we're going to read some of those entries on today's little show. But y'all remember, you've got until 5 p.m. In the evening, Eastern Nata time, tomorrow, the 5th of February, to get your entry in. All you got to do is send an e-letter to ruined@bigfattyonline.com. And y'all, in 25 words or less, let me know why you want to be the number one fan. Yes, Big Fatty! Y'all, as I do on Wednesdays on Hump Day, y'all went to the Von's East during my lunch hour. Y'all, they had a lot of the buy one, get one frees today. And y'all, I didn't buy a whole lot of regular food today. Y'all, I mainly bought things for the superb owl party that I'm going to have here at the villa. Y'all, y'all have picked up a couple of birthday cans. Big Fatty, is one of those for Granny? Maybe. Y'all, that is, what is that? Oh, yeah, that's some soup. Got some Bugles and some Gardetto's snack mix to have at the party. Y'all, they had the Good Bayfront on sale. Buy two, get one free. And y'all, they had a dollar coupon if you bought a pound, so that made it even better. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all got some roasted peanuts to go in the coal mine. Y'all, they have these barbecue ribs that are prepackaged. Y'all, the Plum Rose makes them. And y'all, I tried them a while back, and y'all, they're the baby back ribs, and y'all, they are absolutely delicious. I didn't think they would be, but they were. They were buy one, get one free. Got a couple of those. Y'all got some popcorn chicken to have at the party. Y'all got some Jimmy Dean sausage. I'm gonna make another batch of sausage balls. Y'all, they had the the Arby's curly fries. They were buy one, get one free, so I picked up one bag of that. Y'all got some cheddar cheese to make the sausage balls. Y'all got some blue cheese dressing. We'll make it a blue cheese dip for the popcorn chicken. Mozzarella sticks. They were buy one, get one free, and I had a coupon for that. Big honey. Y'all picked up a couple of limes. Y'all, they had the good coffee. The good coffee was buy one, get one free. And y'all, it was in a bag that said 25% more free. Big fatty. What is that? Oh, and then y'all, I had several different coupons. And y'all, I looked ancient today. Big fatty, maybe you should. It's a good thing you wore your granny mask. It's true. What did I spend? I spent $64.94, but I saved $47.42. Yes, Big Freddy!
It's February Content Contest Month. It's February Content Contest Month. Come on, big fatty listeners, and call the BFO for Kathy Marshall and Peter G. Not this Peter G, but that Peter G. And leave a so-so question, because they're so much better than excellent questions. It's February Content Contest Month. Give a call with those mediocre questions.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you for calling. And y'all, that
Woodhaven.
Y'all, that of course is Digger. And Digger, thank you so much for the bumper. And y'all, now I just want to remind everyone, because it's a so-so mediocre question month, we don't play the Axe Big Fatty music. No, Big Fatty, only excellent questions get the Axe Big Fatty music.
Fart, it's bacon. So here's a mediocre question. So.
Oh, Big Fatty! That's Miss Bacon, and she is calling number 3200. Big Fatty, did you ever send her prize for being number 3100? Not yet, but Miss Bacon, what's your mediocre question?
You're retiring in two years or less. And my question is, what exactly are your plans when you're retired? You had mentioned traveling. So how would you travel? Would you get in your car and drive 10 hours to come sit at my kitchen table for 10 minutes? Would you meet me in Rapid City at Mount Rushmore and ignore me? Like, what kind of travel do you plan on doing? Do you plan on flying to San Francisco? And so that's what I'm interested in, is exactly what kind of travel you plan on doing. So we're going to do some traveling next year, but not so much this year. But this isn't about me. This is about you. So thank you for your answer.
Yes. Y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice. And, this is sort of a so-so question because all I've got for you is a so-so answer because I don't know. A lot of things will go into what my travel plans will be and where I'll go. I can assure you that I'm not going to drive all the way to your house and sit at your kitchen table for 10 minutes and leave. Big Fatty, who would do that? Digger? Big Fatty? Or meet you at Mount Rushmore and ignore you? Big Fatty, who would do that? I think that Adam Burns did. Big Fatty? Miss Bacon, I do have the good miles on the Delta, so I could fly out to the San Francisco. Yes, Big Fatty, so nice they named it twice. I just don't know right now. And Big Fatty, nobody cares.
Hello, Fat One. It is Tim giving you a call with a question. So roll the music.
Big Fatty, we don't do that.
Okay, here's my question for you.
Yeah.
If you could be on any quiz program on TV, past or present, Which would it be and why? I personally think you should go on The Bachelor because I want to see you with 47 gentlemen callers. But, you know, that could be some people's nightmare. But thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Y'all, that, of course, is Terminally Single Tim and the baby's arm. Yes, Big Betty, I heard him burping the baby's arm in the background. Tim, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice. And, you know, this is also a so-so question, but I do have a definitive answer. First of all, I would not be the Bachelor. Big Fanny, you'd be the Hustler. No, that would be the gentleman called. Oh, that's right. Y'all, this may be of mild interest, but one year I took a trip to the City of Angels out there in the California, and y'all, I auditioned for the $10,000 pyramid. And y'all, I got a second round interview, and y'all, you played the two different games. You played the regular game, and then you did the winner's circle game. And y'all, I was much better with the winner's circle game than I was with the other. But I did not get a call back to come and actually appear on the show, but y'all, it was fun nonetheless. And you know, who doesn't love being in the winner's circle? Big Betty, nobody cares. Y'all, our final so-so question of the day, y'all, was posted over there at the BFO by that Gus Chad. And Gus Chad says, here's a true so-so question. We all know that that leap year is this year. Do you prefer 28 or 29 days for your February? Well, first of all, Gus Chad, thank you so much once again for sponsoring the January content contest. And Big Betty, it's Vader calling. We'll take the call in a few minutes. Thank you for calling. But anyway, Big Betty, what were you saying? Oh, 28 or 29 days? I can assure you, and this is a so-so question, and because of February is a so-so month, and quite frankly, Gus Chad, I prefer 28 because you know, February is oftentimes known as fucking February, and the sooner it's fucking over, the better. Yes, Big Betty, now everybody cares about that. Gussie, y'all, I'm going to read some of these number one fan entries. We're going to start from the beginning and read them to the end. Yes, Big Fanny. Randy from the Penis Livania says, our Big Fanny, I'm writing to enter the number one fan contest. Okay, it's simple. I'm your number one fan because I never miss an episode, and I usually listen first thing in the morning after waking up. What could be better than laying in bed and listening to Big Fatty with the sound of a fan in the background? Big Fatty, he's vulgar! And that was his entry. And then he says, P.S., we live near a highway and we run the fan all night long to block out sounds of the traffic. So there you have it. I've tied it all together with listening, a fan, and Big Fatty's favorite place, the bedroom with a gentleman caller. Well, Randy, thank you so much. Y'all, Moose P. Moose P weighs in, and he says, Berg Hardy, I want to win the number one fan contest. If for no, for nothing else, that now I'm more comfortable in front of a microphone than I was in 2010. I sounded pretty bad back then. Best wishes, Moose. Well, Moose, thank you so much. Y'all, Mags. Mag says, I listen to the little show every morning during my breakfast of Cheerios and coffee and haven't had any trouble yet. Big Fatty, he's the only one that can keep his Cheerios down. Y'all, New proud papa, drum major Cav, says he wants to be the number one fan because Danbury Jr., and because his butt wasn't ready yet. Be ready. That's fuck. y'all, Brian out there in the Denver. He says, hey, Big Ready, can I get... Oh, no, wait a minute, I'm sorry. I'd like to be considered for your contest. I've heard all of the Big Fatty shows and would like to dedicate this to my best friend, David, who also enjoyed the little show. Well, Brian, that is just as sweet as it can be. Y'all, Princess Hannah. Princess Hannah says, I should be the number one fan because I annoy you more than anyone else in Pride 48 ever could. Big Fatty, she's forgotten about Granny, probably. Y'all, that Phyllis Lindstrom, the Queen of the Lurkers, says, hey, Big Fatty, why not make me the number one fan as I am the Queen of the Lurkers. Now bow down. Big Fatty, bow down. Y'all, we've got one here from Haunt Daddy. You know, that's Ron. That's the Haunt Cubs other half. Says, Big Fatty, please enter me in the number one fan contest. I understand that the guest room at the Fat Villa will be named for the winner. And the Haunt Daddy Hotel has a certain ring to it. Love ya, Big Fatty. The Haunt Daddy Hotel. Y'all locking. Y'all, do you remember locking? he's out there still. He says, Big Fatty, I'm sure I don't have to still listen to the little show to enter with it. Trust me, Locke, and you're better off for not listening. Big Fatty, let's just see what we got here. Curtis. Curtis from the Game Night Gals, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Says, hey, Big Fatty, Poodleback Noodle and Squeaky Kitty. Big Fatty, my odds are probably better than winning the Powerball, but if I do win, I will do my best to embody the spirit of the BFO. And then he goes, burp. Big Fatty, he's vulgar. Well, he's already doing the coupon. Gus Chad. Gus Chad writes in and says, a number one fan should be awarded to the one who listens to every show, adds content, and comments to the show monthly. And that's me, Big Fatty. Chris. Chris over there at the Hara Hotel. He says, Big Fatty, I should be the number one fan of the year because I put up with you and Granny and Durwood and the regulars. Smiley face Chris. Yes, Big Fatty, he's got a point there. Y'all, that George in Atlanta, he says, greetings and ruinations. I'm writing to nominate myself as the number one fan of the Big Fatty Online podcast. Too many years of the BFO, George in Atlanta. Oh, dear, guys, see y'all. I hope you have a lovely Thursday. Y'all, in just a few minutes here, Durwood and I are taking Granny out for his celebration of exiting the birth canal supper. Big Fatty, it's way after 4 o'clock. That's kind of late for him to eat. Well, I know, but anyway, maybe we'll get him a bib or something. Big Fatty, y'all, did you see the pictures of Brian and Drum Major Kev and Danbury Jr. at the adoption today? Y'all, it made my eyes water. Yes, Big Fatty, it was just lovely. Y'all, at the beginning of today's show, you heard the kids from over there at the Game Night Gals, and Curtis, did you happen to see those pictures of the Danbury family?
Yes!
Oh, we all did, and it made us all giggle and smile.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.